celebrating musical diversity in the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. We are 98.1 WKZE FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290BZ Red Hook. Streaming worldwide at WKZE.com.
Night and day. Well, that's what happens when Calexico and Iron and Wine get together. It's called A History of Lovers here on 98.1 KZE, going back to their 2005 EP, In the Rains. Calexico and Iron and Wine getting together, and they would get back together in 2019 and record a full-length album, Years to Burn. Sam Beam, he's Iron and Wine, and Joey Burns and John Convertino, the two frontmen of Calexico who were both bandmates in a couple of groups before Calexico, Giant Sand and the Friends of Dean Martinez. Now, before Calexico and Iron and Wine, it was the incredible sounds of Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, actually from the spring of 1967. Their version of Night and Day was part of the second album, Equinox. From Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, Lanny Hall, Mrs. Herb Alpert, and Janice Hansen were the vocalists for Brazil 66 back then. I'm Darren DeVivo with you. This is Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. It's time to kick off a set of songs about baseball. The 2026 baseball season is underway. It started this past Wednesday night in San Francisco when the New York Yankees visited the San Francisco Giants and beat the Giants 7-0. Baseball is back, and let's hear some tunes for the national pastime. Start off with the late great Steve Goodman, a big Chicago Cubs fan, here on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is new? And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro.
Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the Scooter, the Barber and the Duke. They know them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid, and Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Queasy, and Berry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. It was Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. I'm talking Willie, the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey, Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey, say Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Well, they call singer-songwriter Terry Cashman the balladeer of baseball, and that was his classic Willie, Mickey and the Duke, talking baseball. Here on 98.1 KZE, it's Noises from the Valley. Those two songs kicking off my set of baseball tunes with the arrival of baseball here in 2026. Of course, Terry Cashman singing about Willie Mays, who played the bulk of his career for the New York and San Francisco Giants. And then the Giants traded him back to New York, and he finished up with the New York Mets in 1972 and 73. Of course, Mickey Mantle played his whole career with the Yankees from 51 to 68, and Duke Snider played almost his full career with the Dodgers, both in Brooklyn and in Los Angeles. Then he came back to New York, played for the Mets in 1963, and must have been weird when he went to the San Francisco Giants to finish his career. Most of his years with the Dodgers, he finished up in 64 with the San Francisco Giants. And we heard Steve Goodman up top and Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Great singer-songwriter Steve Goodman, who unfortunately died back in 1984 of leukemia. I'm Darren DeVivo. This is Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. More baseball coming up.
Coming to you live with a show you can't miss. Turnpike Troubadours. Playing Bethel Woods Center for the Arts on Saturday, August 15th.
Picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
With special guests, Muscadine Bloodline and the Creakers. On sale now at BethelWoodCenter.org or Ticketmaster.com. Turnpike Troubadours.
At Missoula Oil Service, we believe diversity belongs on your radio dial and not in your home heating bill. We asked our pickin' and singin' friends, the Breakneck Boys from Cold Spring, to tell you all about it.
Bring in the heat to the Hudson Valley with prizes that'll set you free. Call up the boys at Missoula Oil to schedule a delivery.
Keep your home warm this winter with Mazola Oil Service, family owned since 1950. We deliver fuel fast, just around the bend, with low prices, hometown drivers, and a team that knows you by name. That's the Mazola way. To find out more, visit MazolaOil.com. Mazola Oil, we treat you like family.
Oil that rocks! Oil that rocks! The number starts with 845-236-3906. Keeping the flame alive.
Mazola Oil, we treat you like family.
Hi, this is Claudia Bruce.
Hi, this is Linda Mussman.
From Time and Space Limited in
Hudson, New York.
You are listening to 98.1 KZE.
We're in the middle of a set of baseball songs here on 98.1 KZE. This is Darren DeVivo on Noises from the Valley. Getting ready to sing us a song? Willie Mays.
Willie, go get it.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all fields.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the fields.
That's right. He plays.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's Slumdog Man. Hits it farther than Camp Pekin. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
A choo-choo train swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Willie served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That Giants kid is great. That Giants kid is great. Say Willie. You're gonna say,
say hey.
Yes, Jackie hits that ball.
When he swung his bat, the crowd went wild, because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hits that ball. Satchel Paige's melon, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dovey too.
But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy,
can't see Jackie Robinson hit that ball. Can he hit it? Boy, and Patty all in store.
Yes, yes, Jackie is real gone. Patsy Page is Mella, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dovey too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy,
can't see Jackie Robinson hit that ball. Can he hit it? Boy, and
Patty all is
so wrong.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jackie is a real gone guy.
Baseball is back, and here are noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. It's baseball songs. Now, we heard about Jackie Robinson. We heard from Willie Mays. And here's the late Todd Snyder singing about pitcher Doc Ellis, who threw a no-hitter while on LSD.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on the birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. Crowd track back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down for three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, hallucinating Halloween scenes, each new swing of the bat. His sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. The seventh, he was up one to nothing and giving them Padres fit. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up two to nothing and they still hadn't got any hits. But with the one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. That birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. That he mowed the last man down, he as high as he had ever been, laughing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, I finally discovered can't judge a book.
On on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo, and that's Todd Snyder, who unfortunately passed away last year. Todd Snyder singing about pitcher Doc Ellis, America's favorite pastime, name of that tune. And it was a true story. Pitcher Doc Ellis was with the Pittsburgh Pirates for the bulk of his career, but in 1970, on June 12th, 1970, he showed up at the ballpark tripping on acid. He had taken LSD. He didn't expect to pitch. In fact, he wasn't supposed to pitch that day, but they needed him in an emergency. Doc Ellis got the call to make the start. Tripping on acid, he threw a no-hitter that June 12th back in 1970 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He had a pretty nice career while with the Pirates. He bounced around a bit towards the end of his career. I know he dealt with some drug issues throughout his career. He was with the Yankees in 76 and 77, and towards the end of his playing days, he spent a brief period of time with the New York Mets in 1979. Doc Ellis, and it was Todd Snyder singing about him. And we also heard from Buddy Johnson and his orchestra. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? And it actually was Willie Mays of the New York Giants, along with the Turniers, would say, hey, the Willie Mays song. Here on Noises from the Valley, it's Baseball Songs on 98.1 KZE. More on the way.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Van Cleek's Tire on Route 9W in Lake Katrine, quite possibly the snow tire capital of the world, VanCleeksTire.com. Transcendental, Dr. Bruce Milner, in a new expanded office on Maverick Road in Woodstock, transcendental.net, and by Catskill Mountain High Dispensary in the Kingston Plaza, offering finely curated cannabis selections from the Hudson Valley. Delivery available at CatskillMTNHigh.com. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, Friday, March 27th at 4:30 p.m., Pompeii Below the Clouds. Friday, March 27th at 5 p.m., Georgia O'Keeffe, The Brightness of Light. Friday, March 27th at 7 p.m., Pillion. Friday, March 27th at 7:30 p.m., Late Shift. Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. Thursday, April 2nd at 7 p.m., Bread and Puppet Theater presents The End of the World Neverminding Show. Fundraising supper with the cast at 5:30. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. On view through June 7th, Bunmei Kaika, Political Landscape in Early Modern and Modern Japan. On view through August 30th, Splitting the Horizon, Frederick Church Between Border and Bridge. On view through May 24th, Women's Work, Organizing New York Independent Film and Video. On view through March 29th, Vito Acconci, Scenes from This Side of the Camp. Vassar.edu/theLoeb. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz. Ongoing in the Seminar Gallery, Space to Create. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and Sarah Bedrick Gallery, A Living Collection. On view February 8th through March 29th in the Chandler and North Gallery, Hudson Valley Artist 2026 Terrestrial Extra. On view February 8th through July 12th, Watts per Lumen. NewPaltz.edu/museum. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
Come out for a sumptuous feast of food, drink, and music while raising funds for arts and culture in the Hudson Valley. It's the Bardavon Gala featuring Melissa Etheridge, Sunday, April 12th at the Bardavon 1869 Opera House in Poughkeepsie. Two-time Grammy Award winner Melissa Etheridge has rocked audiences for over three decades with her raspy voice and confessional lyricism. Come out for an intimate evening with global rock star and cultural icon Melissa Etheridge, playing all the classics and songs from her new album, Rise.
God, I love being alive.
Funds raised by the Bardavon Gala always help underwrite programs that bring artists and musicians to local schools and more. Get your tickets now for the 2026 Bardavon Gala featuring Melissa Etheridge, Sunday, April 12th, bardavon.org.
Hey, this is Denise Perrant, and I'd like to invite you to join me every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. here on 98.1 KZE as we celebrate the legacy and the music of the Grateful Dead. I'll be highlighting songs the Grateful Dead covered and Dead songs covered by other artists. That's Covered in Dead every Monday night at 7 on 98.1 KZE.
This is Eric Spitelli with SCR Fence. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
This is Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE. I've got some more baseball songs for you. Let's turn to Paul Simon.
Just my freedom girl and the time. And now all I have is a memory of a street dodger in his prime. Now Halley's comets are remembered as a flash across the sky. And if I had my leather jacket, I swear I'd give it all another try. I used to be a Brooklyn Dodger, but I ain't a hitter anymore. You know I had a reputation. I love to hear the home crowd roar. But I ain't a hitter anymore. You know I had a reputation. I love to hear the home crowd roar. I used to be a Brooklyn Dodger, but I don't play there.
When it used to be clear. And the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Well, we've reached the ninth inning, and it's time to put a wrap on the set of baseball tunes here on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley. So ends this set of baseball songs as we celebrate the return of Major League Baseball, the 2026 season now underway. There was John Fogerty in center field. here on 98.1 KZE. It was Frank Sinatra. He made his comeback in 1973 with an album called Old Blue Eyes Is Back, featuring the Joe Raposo song, There Used to Be a Ballpark. It was Dion, and I used to be a Brooklyn Dodger, from Return of the Wanderer, an album that was co-produced by Terry Cashman, who we heard earlier this hour in this set of baseball tunes. It was Terry Cashman doing Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, Talking Baseball. Terry Cashman co-producing that Dion album from 1978, Return of the Wanderer, and I Used to Be a Brooklyn Dodger. Plus, Paul Simon in there with Night Game.
Want to see live music with world-class musicians in an intimate venue with great food, drinks, and amazing sound? Well, it's right down the road in Pauling, New York, Daryl's House. Rock and roll legend Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates started webcasting musician friends jamming at his house. Now he's created the same vibe. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club, offers an impressive lineup of legendary and up-and-coming performers from across the genres. Come early and have dinner. The eclectic menu features delicious steaks, seafood, pasta, sandwiches, drinks, and music. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club in Pauling, New York. Daryl's House Club.
This week at Daryl's House, Wednesday, Kim Wilson and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Thursday, Kid Charlemagne, Steely Dan Tribute. Friday, Disciple of the Garden, Tribute to Soundgarden, Audioslave, Chris Cornell. Saturday, 70s Rock Parade. Sunday, the music of Bonnie Raitt, presented by Katie Matzell and friends. Daryl'sHouseClub.com.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
Darren DeVivo with you at 981KZE with Dan Fogelberg.
My soul as she rises and sings, and
There's Dan Fogelberg and the title track to his album, Netherlands. Here on Noises from the Valley on WKZE 98.1 FM and 105.9 FM, also WKZE.com. I'm Darren DeVivo, recorded live and covering Bruce Springsteen. This is Richard Schindel.
This next thing is not going on the record.
Sandy, the fireworks are here over in the meeting tonight. Force a light onto all those stoned out faces left stranded on this 4th of July. Down in town, the circuit's full of switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. And the wizards play down on pinball way on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. This pier lights our carnal life forever. Oh, love me tonight, for the greasers, they tramp the streets or get busted for trying to sleep out on the beach all night. And them boys in their high heels, oh Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk where they all promise to unsnap their jeans. And you know the tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught. That joke kept me spinning.